Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming.
Reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, to set the context for this, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, with my special guest, Dee Chesser, in the studio. The Shepherds and the Angels, this is the subtitle to this portion of Scripture. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Woohoo! There's the Christmas story.
Amen, amen.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, December 20th, 2023. Well, Dee, this is your first time in our new studio here at the Salvation Army Red Shield Center. Pretty nice accommodations here.
Yes, very nice. It's good to be here.
Very good to have you, and Lucy is seated in a new chair.
Lucy is sleeping already.
How old is Lucy?
Lucy is almost 16.
16 years young. We pray for good health for her. She's making it through these colder temperatures. And
yes. Well, such as you have in Illinois.
Yeah, in Illinois here. And today we're going to have you read two stories because I forgot to bring the listener letters that I wanted to recount. So I'm going to have you read not only your story, your content that you contributed to this Prime Lifetimes publication, Behind and Beyond, What's Behind the Christmas Tree by Dee Chesser. But I'm also going to have you read Jim Russell's article, Dealing with Holiday Stress, because
yes,
I'm sure everyone can identify with some of the principles that he's going to help us to deal with the holiday hustle and bustle that happens.
My goodness, yes.
But a quick couple updates. I'm working out the Christmas week programming for next week and then the following week, and I think January 1st through 5th, so I'll start with 2024, I think that first week in the new year, I'm going to do the whole It's a Wonderful Life special. So they're going to hear that whole program in its entirety, but it'll be broken into 5 days. So it'll go Monday through Friday, and then there'll be special readings from Kathleen Jennings, who's with the Lord, but she read a book about It's a Wonderful Life and some of the concepts and terms and how it's portrayed in the movie and what the intention was. And so it's kind of helpful behind the scenes stories of why they scripted it as they did and turned it into that motion picture. But that'll be the first week of January, January 1 through 5. But next week, I'm still working out. Moody has produced some different Christmas specials. So I'm looking at The Lesser Characters of Christmas or O Little Town of Bethlehem. There's a message that Pastor Jason Schiffo preached on Christmas a few years ago that I thought's a really good one. And then there's a Billy Graham special. I think I may do that on December 29th on the brevity of life and the importance of time, because I think that'll be appropriate as getting close to 2024.
How true.
So I'll be working all that out and keep you all posted, but I'm excited to share It's a Wonderful Life by the great News Radio Theater Troupe again.
Well, and how fun that Kathleen Jennings' ministry goes on.
Yes.
Even though she's in heaven, it keeps going. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, last week I had John Jennings on last Wednesday.
Oh.
And we featured Kathleen sharing the last story in the book that's been compiled by Marianne Simpkins and Kelly doing all the graphics. Kelly Ross. And so John and I talked a little about Kathleen. It was kind of a tribute program. And then you got to hear her reading her story, which is the last one in her book. And so that was a special program last Wednesday. And that is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org. But it was a tribute program, and it was nice and sweet to have John in the studio as we honored Kathleen. She's now been with the Lord. It'll be this coming February, 2 full years.
Wow.
Yeah, John, he still loves his beloved Kathleen, and it was a special program. So that's archived, and you can hear that and be blessed by it. But Behind and Beyond, what's behind the Christmas tree? Can you answer that for us?
I hope so. If I can't, I better start over, huh? On a recent trip to the West Coast, my grandson stopped on a hillside to view the Pacific Ocean. From that spot, the sight was magnificent. It included a small squirrel at the edge of the hill, busily foraging through the grass and flowers in the small space before him. The squirrel paused from all that busyness to look up at my grandson, and then went back to exploring and rummaging through the grass. Then he paused again, staring as if to say, "Go ahead, take my picture," which my grandson did. Seemingly unbeknownst to the squirrel was the vast body of water behind him. He was concerned only about the few square inches right in front of him. He didn't look behind, and of course wasn't capable of understanding what was behind his back. He is a squirrel, after all. But his behavior is not unlike some of the ways we react to the things around us, people, places, and things. I'm thinking particularly of some of the people we meet who might have an odd behavior or two or more. We never see any of those, right?
And why are you looking at me?
I'm not. I didn't. I just looked up and you happened to be in my view. We might tend to just dismiss them and walk away, never taking the time to get to know them and to maybe learn what is behind those behaviors, the cause, so to speak. Then going even further, discovering what could be beyond, perhaps a blessing they could receive when they get the attention they need and deserve. In a slightly different vein is the issue that I believe is the biggest issue of all, Christmas. Even with all its decorations, gifts, and goodwill, which can be fulfilling, we need to look behind the Christmas tree for the best gift and beyond to what it truly means.
What it truly means.
There is a movie currently on TV from the folks who bring us Christmas many more days each year than necessary. This movie is about Christmas disappearing. But of course, it refers only to all the trappings. Surprise! There is no mention of the reason behind it all. And the movie totally misses the beauty of Christmas and of what lies beyond. But if we take the time to stand back and look beyond all these trappings, we see why we celebrate. Yes, there is the virgin birth. But we must look beyond even that. What was the result of that birth? A baby, yes. But who was he? If we can answer that honestly, we are well on our way to seeing the huge picture beyond and learning why we call it Christmas or Christmas. Even those of us who know of that miracle will occasionally be caught up in the many good things about the holiday first, and the real reason behind it all second. Now, as the season begins and before the merriment takes hold, is a good time to reflect on our mindset. Are we like the squirrel with its back to the ocean, or do we turn around and look beyond to the true splendor of Christmas?
Oh, I like that, the true splendor. It reminds me how Kathleen Jennings would always say, instead of saying Merry Christmas, she would say, "Have a blessed Christmas."
Oh,
she
always
would say that, a blessed
She's
Christmas.
Right on.
The true splendor of Christmas. Listening friend, if you're unfamiliar with the God who loves you, who sent his one and only Son into the world to redeem you, This is the time of year we celebrate not only his birth, but the fact that he'll be returning, that he loves and cares for you, that God gave the greatest gift he could give, and that was his son, to die for your sins, for my sins, to make a way to have everlasting life with him. And this Christmas season, we celebrate his birth, but as Jason always says, you can't celebrate Christmas without being mindful of Easter and his resurrection and that his pending return, and that he died on the cross for our sins.
That's the story beyond.
The story beyond. I like your little picture of the squirrel looking at us in the background.
Yeah, you can't really see in the picture, but that blue behind it is the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
It was just happened to be a little hill right overlooking the ocean.
And below this great article on page A2 in the December edition of the Prime Life Times is a look, Daddy. Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wing. And then there's big graphics. It's a Wonderful Life, a radio drama adapted from the beloved holiday film. And the Great News Radio Theater Troupe will be presenting that. Certainly the first week of January, January 1 through 5 during Mark and Friends during this time. And I might do it in its entirety either this weekend or next weekend.
Oh,
probably a Friday night or Saturday night. Yeah, I think we'll play it all so people can enjoy that. Maybe a Saturday night from 7 to 9 or 8 to 10. We'll see. I'm still working that out, but that'll be announced over the air. So be looking for It's a Wonderful Life and some new things that we hope to do in 2024 with getting the theater troupe back together.
Oh, that would be fun.
So we'll talk more about that in the coming days. But it stays full of stress, huh? For some of us?
For some people, yes.
Yeah, and we're going to try to minimize your stress and give you some tips through this article by Jim Russell. He's a content contributor, sends us great information and stories each and every month. And his article is titled Dealing with Holiday Stress. And I'm going to ask Dee Chesser to read this kind of on the fly. My intention was to have listener letters and we could comment and share all those, but those are at home. And so we're going to read this story by Jim Russell.
All right. Well, Jim gives us lots of tips in this article. And starts out with unwelcome guests. Oofta, as we might say in Minnesota. The holiday season often brings unwelcome guests, stress, and depression.
It's a good thing because, you know, some would say the in-laws and the outlaws come over. So.
Now, he didn't say that. He just said unwelcome.
But then he stresses the guests are stress and depression. I like that.
That's true. Then it's not a person, right?
Yeah, right.
The holidays present a dizzying array of demands, parties, shopping, baking, cleaning, and more. But with some practical tips, you can minimize the stress that accompanies the holidays. You might even end up enjoying the holidays more than you thought you would. When stress is at its peak, it's hard to stop and regroup. Try to prevent stress and depression in the first place, especially if the holidays have taken emotional toll on you in the past.
And he has all these different headings. So besides the unwelcome guests of stress and depression, we're going to look at acknowledge your feelings, reach out, be realistic, set aside differences. Yeah, that can be at the Christmas dinner or something. Stick to a budget, which is important. Plan ahead. Learn to say no. Don't abandon healthy habits. Take a breather. Seek professional help if you need it. So we're going to cover all these, but I thought that's a little teaser. Stay with us for the next 10 minutes. These are all important facets to think about during this busy season.
You bet. And the first is acknowledge your feelings. If someone close to you has recently died, or if you can't be with loved ones, realize that it is normal to feel sadness and grief. It's okay to take time to cry or to express your feelings. You can't force yourself to be happy just because it's the holiday season.
You know what's interesting about this? Because on Monday's edition of Mark and Friends, we talked about the importance of really acknowledging your feelings. A lot of times we want to bury them and we're anxious about things.
Deny them.
Yeah, we want to deny them and cover them up. But it's important to get them out and to share them with maybe a close friend.
Which is kind of covered in the next one. Reach out. If you feel lonely or isolated, seek out community or attend spiritual, or social events. They offer support and companionship.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteering your time to help others is another good way to lift your spirits and broaden your friendships.
Which, by the way, listening friend, you can still register to ring with the Salvation Army. They have a lot of locations still looking for help. Ring a bell, help change a life. Find out more at registertoring.com. Registertoring.com. It's on the next page, so I'm looking
all right.
at it. Hey, we got to promote the Prime Life Times.
Amen. And then the next one, be realistic. That's sometimes hard to do, isn't it? The holidays don't have to be perfect or just like last year. As families change and grow, traditions and rituals often change as well. Choose a few to hold on to and be open to creating new ones.
Hmm.
I have two great-grandchildren now.
Oh.
So it's kind of like we're going backwards. We got all those grandchildren grown pretty much up.
Well, that's the next generation of people to help you get and lug those buckets and those tubs of, you know, all your different holiday stuff.
Yeah,
I
right.
asked you. You said
my
you
grandson
were all set.
Will be happy to hear that he's going to get help.
Yeah.
My little great-granddaughter was playing post office the other day, and she told her mommy she's going to the post office to pick up Grandma D. I don't know who's going to mail me, but I don't think that would be real pleasant. And the next item, set aside differences. Try to accept family members and friends as they are.
Mm.
Try to be understanding if others get upset or distressed when something goes awry. Chances are they're feeling the effects of holiday stress and depression too.
Yeah, and I'd also say steer away from some of those hot button topics that you know there's going to be a divisive response or a political party or a point of view. Maybe just don't go there.
Yes, there's a old saying of my grandmother's, which of course everybody does or doesn't do at one time or another. Keep your mouth shut. And then the next item, stick to a budget.
Hmm.
Would you like to tell any of your family members anything like that?
Well, I know the pain is when you look at the visa bill, February, March,
yes.
when people are like, why did I overextend?
Before you go gift and food shopping, decide how much money you can afford to spend. That's great advice.
Hmm.
Then stick to your budget. Don't try to buy happiness with an avalanche of gifts.
Mm.
Isn't that true when you think about the things you love most about past Christmases and everything? It almost never includes what anybody bought you.
Yeah. And most of those things that are purchased, they entertain you for a week, maybe 2 weeks, but suddenly they're under the bed. They're just not used anymore.
Or broken.
Yep, the attraction.
Or lost.
Yeah, it's very short term.
And the next item, this is a good one. Plan ahead. Set aside specific days for shopping.
Hey, there's a tongue twister. Say that three times. Set aside specific days for shopping. Set aside.
Baking, visiting friends, and other activities. Plan your menus and then make your shopping list.
Hmm.
That will help prevent last-minute scrambling to buy forgotten ingredients.
Or how about you go into the grocery store, don't go when you're really hungry. Have you ever had that where you had about 10 more items because you're like, ooh, that would taste good. Oh, I'd love to eat that right now. And,
and then you come home and wonder what you're doing with all that stuff. Oh, here's another good one. Learn to say no.
Hmm.
Saying yes when you should say no can leave you feeling resentful and overwhelmed.
Mm.
Friends and colleagues will understand if you can't participate in every project or activity. If it's not possible to say no when your boss asks you to work overtime, try to remove something else from your agenda to make up for that lost time.
Yeah, they say when you say yes to everything, you're really saying no to maybe some of the good things you should be doing. Yeah, that's a good one. Listening friend, learn to say no today. But not to help in the radio ministry. Or, you know, everyone has their own agenda you to not say no, but they still want you.
Got it. Don't abandon healthy habits.
Mm.
Don't let the holidays become a free-for-all. overindulgence only adds to your stress and guilt.
Yeah, that's another hard one. All the good food and snacks and treats and to show restraint, it's so hard, but it's an important time to try to not overindulge.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that just kind of goes along with staying with your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You don't have to overindulge.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Take a breather. Take some time for yourself. Spending just 15 minutes alone could refresh you enough to handle everything you need to do. Mm. Find something that reduces stress by clearing your mind, slowing your breathing, and restoring inner calm. All right, now cut that out.
Actually, you know, it's interesting. The other day, Holly needed one of those breaks, and she said, I want to go and do a burn pile fire and get some sticks and some of the leaves raked up and just look at the fire for a while. And she said, that's therapy for me. And I said, go do it.
Isn't that funny how looking at a fire is calming?
Yeah.
You sit in front of it and just stare at it.
Yep.
I guess you can do that with snow, too. But, of course, you don't get much snow in Illinois. And last but not least.
For those of you that haven't tuned in before and heard our beloved Dee share, she's formerly from Minnesota, but she's very acclimated now and an Illini fan. She might even wear orange and blue from time to time.
I don't think so.
No, you're not that far yet?
I've never liked the color orange anyway, so there's not any huge danger of that.
Okay, but you're getting acclimated to the Illinois weather and people, and you love it here.
I actually love the weather here. It's so much nicer than Minnesota.
Yeah.
I did speak to a woman this week on the prayer line who, oh my goodness, I haven't heard such a Minnesota accent ever. I wanted to record her, but of course you can't do that.
Yeah.
It was just delightful.
Oh, okay. Oh
my goodness, but it was so heavy. Oof. No pun intended.
And our last point?
Seek professional help if you need it. That was a very bad I saw the look on your face.
Yeah.
Despite your best efforts, you might find yourself feeling persistently sad or anxious, plagued by physical complaints, unable to sleep, irritable and hopeless, and unable to face routine chores. If these feelings last for a while, talk to your doctor or to a mental health professional. Please understand that reading these articles doesn't make you an expert. They are no substitute for care from your physician or a mental health professional. They are intended to provide basic information about the issues addressed. That's very good to remember.
And this article was written by Jim Russell, who has his MS and LCPC. He's the executive director of the Vermilion County Mental Health 708 Board. We appreciate Jim and his article. And hopefully if you're dealing with some holiday stress, some of these tips or thoughts may minimize that. And as Dee read in her original article, Behind and Beyond, or What's Behind the Christmas Tree, we will look at the fact that Jesus came, that he loves you, that he was born, he suffered on a cross, he rose from the dead, he will return, and that's what Christmas is all about. It's about the Christ child. It's about our reigning Lord and King of Kings, Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, Dee.
Thank you, and to you also.
Thank you, and thank you for joining us for today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. This is Mark Burns and Dee Chesser with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day, night, and Merry Christmas.